Oh, welcome to Tuesday Live with Linda, October 20th already. Oh my goodness. So it's really, I just can't tell you how much I look forward to seeing all of you here. And it's like, you know, old home week, and we get to do it every Tuesday, which is really a treasure. So let's just, if we can hold this, Charlotte, and we'll come back to you in a little bit. But what I would like to do this morning is begin by reading something from the book that is only published in German, and I don't have a title for it yet. But it's a book that I wrote almost 20 years ago, and it's you've heard a little bit from a couple of chapters. It's Tea Touch for self-help and for the family and for all aspects of our life. And I opened it, so I thought, where shall I start reading this morning? And I decided to pick the chapter, which is Thresholds, Life Transitions. And the part is at the introduction is, we all live in a temporary temple. So these are doorways to change, and I'm going to skip the first couple of pages and just go to one of the transitions, is the transition to Tea Touch tips during pregnancy. Backs, legs, ankles, abdomen, almost every pregnant woman will feel stress getting in one part of her body or the other, gathering in one part of her body or another, or even moving from place to place over the months of carrying a lively growing child. Here are some tried and true ways to ease stretched muscles and take care of aches, cramps, and intestinal problems. And the reason that I didn't read the first introductory pages, I talk a lot about how I've done this so many years with working with cows and horses. And we have had such an interesting time that we found that we could do Tea Touch on a horse, particularly. I never did it on a cow before calving to get in touch with the calf, but with horses. And that we found that if we did Tea Touches, and you could actually feel a full kicking, that when they were born, they knew the person who had been tea touching them. And the same thing happened in a situation where I was part of a home birthing, in a water birthing in Moscow, in Russia, in, I think it was 1986, which was totally illegal. So it was a problem because the mother retained the placenta and couldn't go to the hospital. And I was there with Alia Gurevich, who is a really wonderful midwife and healer and headed the Club Healthy Family in Russia. And I'm particularly interested right now in talking about my 10 times to Moscow, that not just Moscow, but to Russia, because next week we have a conference for online conference with our Russian practitioners. And so what I did in this case with Tea Touch, because I had been involved in the retaining of a placenta with a horse, which is a big problem if they get infected. So what I did was get into the bathtub with her and get and just put my hands underneath her buttocks and do lifts, and just lifts and holds, and that just relaxed her enough that she released the placenta in maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And the thing is that there's so much, I mean, it's such an unusual thing to do. And if I hadn't had that experience with horses, I would never have had an idea of what to do. The thing that's interesting with this is that that mother and father both had been doing the python lifts, the coiled pythons on the whole abdomen and talking to that little one with Tea Touches. And they had two other children before. And what the father said when that little one came out is that he had a totally different connection to that small being than he'd had to his other two from the beginning during after birth. So it's just so, it is just this thing of communication. It's so many ways to communicate with T-Touch. So T-Touch practitioner Sue Faulkner from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, has been teaching prenatal classes to couples six times a year for the past 4 years. The nurse instructor observed that even though all the participants may not take T-Touch into the labor room, although it's a great thing to do for the ears for pain, I can tell you, the experience was often the most intimate connection most couples ever share. In the evaluation at the end of the class, classes, T-Touch was at the top of the list for the best experience of the class. Following are three of Sue's experiences, and I'll just read one of them to you. Cramping. My sister-in-law was 8 months pregnant and having trouble with Charlie horse cramps in her leg, to the extent that if the cramp hit while she was in bed, her husband would have to lift her to her feet to walk it out. For a single 40-minute session, I worked mainly all up the affected leg, but also a bit on the other one. And there's an edit here, using bare T-Touch and laser T-Touches. Michelle said it felt great. She reported later that she had no more episode of cramping during the rest of her pregnancy and felt that T-Touch sessions had been instrumental in creating the change. And then there's another one on swollen ankles and bloating and belly lifts. So I'm just going to skip down. The story has that. So my grandfather, Will Kaywood, was what is now popularly termed as a horse whisperer, before most people ever heard of such a thing. I mean, they didn't call him that. He just talked to horses. When I was a child, I loved to get him to talk about the days from 1902 to 1905 when he was leading trainer at a 1,000 horse stable of Tsar Nicholas II in Russia. As he told me his tales of Imperial Moscow, I imagined onion-shaped church domes and painted sleds gliding through the snow, and I could almost hear the snorts of the horses at the racetrack where grandfather's skill netted the Tsar spectacular 87 wins in 1 year. Russia, I said to myself, and dreamt of someday walking the streets of Moscow. It's so interesting what we dream. In the mid-1980s, my dream came true. Several threads wove together for a time to bring me back repeatedly to Moscow. Falling in my grandfather's bootsteps, I first arrived in Moscow to work with horses, teaching the Russian equestrian Olympic riders. Two, in those Cold War days, I wanted to see if my work with animals could provide a way to communicate person to person across the US-USSR cultural, linguistic, and political divide. And in 1985, I was actually sent to the Soviet Union as a citizen diplomat by the Esalen Institute Cultural Exchange Program. Almost immediately, I discovered that animals are the best ambassadors in the world to bring out our common humanity. All I had to do was mention my work, and as if by magic, cool reserve would melt to smiles and lively exchange. So anyway, enough of that. I'm so excited to finally get this book out, because all through it, there are these, it's woven specific touches for different cases and experiences that have been really incredible. So I see more have joined us. Yassim, hi, nice to see you. Anna, this is just, as I say, it's like old home week. Hi, Ayel. Yeah, that was so cool when you jumped in a couple of days ago. And I guess it was Saturday. It was very nice to see you. And Glenn, yes. I would love to hear from a couple of you that we've been following how you're doing. If you have just some reports. Glenn, could we start with you? I would really love to know, because I've shown this drawing that we had of the hand in several classes since we pulled that up for you all. And it's just been so useful And I wonder if you've continued to make use of that, Glenn, and how it's going with your back.
Yeah, aloha, Linda, and hello, everybody.
Aloha.
Yes, I've discovered from that chart that the little bones along the finger here is the back.
Can you hold it up a little bit more?
Let's get closer.
Let's see if I can go a bit closer. Yeah.
So it's this ridge of bone along the thumb. Yeah.
Feel it on your own, feel that little ridge.
So from the knuckle, you follow this bone line down, and that's a little bump at the bottom of the thumb.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way down here. And it's at this point here where I have a little twinging, and that's the bit I've been working on with my finger, and that's been making quite a difference to my back, surprisingly. At this point here. And you all see that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and I can feel it. I mean, it's interesting to actually explore that area.
Yeah, when you work through the sort of fatty part of the thumb, you'll find there's little hard bits, and it's the hard bits. Those are my points, I would say, that I work on. So it's right here, and that's made a difference to my back. Really has.
And can you describe the difference?
Well, what it does, it's somehow, it's almost like a slight anesthetic, if you like. It just deadens the pain. It's, you know, the pain is still there, but it just diffuses it somehow. Does that make sense?
Well, I wonder, let's just explore that. So if you can't feel the pain, is it possible if you can maybe in your mind think yourself intuitively, so it doesn't hurt as much? Are you deadening the pain, or are you reducing the pain? Are you now? And let's.
I would call it softening. It feels like a softening of the pain. It takes the heart. It takes the sort of spiky edge off the pain.
And for those of you who don't remember, perhaps the thing is that Glenn is in Botswana and has not so much choice of help for his back, which is the issue. And so if you could think of, I'm just thinking of, you know, what is pain? And I'm thinking of Bruce Lipton's description of the communication between the cells and the intelligence of the cells. And if I think of Sir Charles Sherrington, and I think of how he totally infected me with the wonder of the possibility that our body, for instance, what got me was a description when he said, if you have a cut on your hand, what is it? How does this body know to rally, to orchestrate the healing of that? And if you could connect with, just think of, whoa, this is, I mean, holy mackerel, what am I? What is this body? What is this intelligence? And combine the this spiral touch, like a connector to that creative intelligence that runs our body, and come from a place of questioning. And I mean, wonder is the thing that gets me always. That's what makes the changes, like, wow, this is amazing. And maybe consider, for all of us who are dealing with various things in our body, transmuting that pain, actually changing the pain and bringing into that pain, wait a minute, like, what can I do? How can I connect to this creative energies of the universe that Joan King described. So when this concept that every cell is a genius, if we can tap into this with this tiniest 1¼ circle, like turning the key and supporting the body's brilliance, it's just another journey, you know. Maybe that's so interesting. Have you used body wraps at all on yourself?
Yes, I have. You know, the talking about sort of cellular connections, you know, if I'm standing on my feet for quite a long time, this pain radiates up my back into my shoulder blades. And I think it's compounded by sort of crouched or stooping over a computer most of the day. So I use a shrug wrap on me here, and that pulls my shoulder blades back. And that seems to help a lot. And because that top part is reduced, it also seems to affect the lower part of the back. It's also reduced. So it's a bit of a combination thing. So the back is there. And then by being hunched over computer, you know, rounded shoulders like this, it seems to compound the pain in the back and right up to the shoulder blades. So the shrug wrap does help a lot.
Well, and also think about it, all of us who sit at the computer. I had a really delightful chiropractor explain to me one day, if you have your head, which is like really heavy, I forget, he referred to it as like the weight of a bowling ball. And instead of having it balanced over your spine, it's forward, which we have a tendency to do on the computer. Whoa, just imagine what the strain that's putting on everything. And yeah, the thing that's helped me is by standing. You know, I just arranged, first of all, a box that I could put my computer up on. That's what I do for Roland in the morning when he reads his newspaper on the computer, because he's like hunched over. And that, I mean, that's just a start. If we can balance this bowling ball on the top of our spine, it would be, it's hard to do because we're so focused and concentrated, but might be. Have you tried putting your computer up on something and standing some of the time?
No, that's a really good idea. I haven't tried that.
It's become so popular because it really works. And
so are you talking about putting your computer up to sort of chest level?
Whatever level is correct for your arms, and depending on what kind of computer you have. So your eyes are straight at the, you know, and you can keep this bowling ball on top of the spine balanced on top of your spine. And the shrug wrap really helps, but think of if the head is forward,
The shoulders become hunched forward. When your head's forward, it brings the whole back of the neck bones. The shoulder comes forward, it arches on the shoulder, and then the whole thing becomes, you know, cramped in a way. And the pain goes right down into the lower back. So that's a good idea. Thank you.
You're a Feldenkrais practitioner, right?
I'm not, no.
Oh, I was thinking you were.
No.
Well, no matter what, this is an opportunity that your body is giving you to explore this wonder that we are. I think this is part of the whole COVID, you know, when you look, what are the gifts that we have? Because there's got to be some gift in every huge problem that we have. And that's one of them, is getting to know ourselves in a very different way. And if you can explore that possibility, how can you do the work you do on your computer in a way that isn't hurting your body?
Mm.
The force is with you. We are with you. I'm imagining being there.
Hooray.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Yes. Who else would like to have a report or a question? Ronnie, I see you. Yes.
the time to talk about it after Glenn talking about his situation. And I want to burst into song, but I can't remember the song. It's playing in my head. There's a song, Do You Believe in Magic?
Great.
So when I've been doing this, that's like, oh my gosh, it's magic. And then I feel like bursting into song. So if anybody wants to do that.
I love it. I love it. I wish I had my Alexa up here. I could turn it on.
So that's my experience because, you know, so I'll just briefly say I have so many things going on between mold and nervous system and car accidents and vagus nerve, all of this just affecting my nervous system and spine. And then so you get caught in the pain of it. I have to talk about me. I get caught in the pain of it and almost forget about that. But this week, last week when we met, I said, I will come back and report. So I'm reporting from last week because I have been using this very much, the T-Touch in the circles.
Can you tell us like how you've been using it so we can all like follow it?
I will. There's so many different ways. One is going on to the area. So the area, lots of times it's around the neck, it's around the occiput. And just very gently. Sometimes it's gentle, sometimes I will go more deep in depending on what you're saying, or if I feel that that's not being effective to go a little more into the pain, I will step back and go more gently. But in doing it, and it's something of what you said, Glenn, and that's why I'm discussing this at this point, it diffuses the pain and it softens it as a good way of describing it. And so it's like an opening. And the opening doesn't just happen within the area. All of a sudden, it happens a lot for me within the chest and the breath. So I know you've said, are you breathing? Do you take the breath with it? The breath comes naturally. And after the release, I need to go, and it's just a beautiful feeling. And that diffuseness and that openness. And that's where the magic comes in. And I feel like going into magic because we get so contracted. And then I was just doing it in here. I can touch any part of my body right now. And because it has to do with the nervous system and the spine, I can feel pain wherever I touch and it goes up into here.
And so where is here? We can't see. Where are you?
Sorry. It's the occiput and the neck. It's all in here. The vagus nerve, it goes into my stomach where I will feel a release going into the stomach. So it's vagus nerve stuff as well. The cranial nerve situation. So
Ronnie, while you're talking about it, let's just, if you just reach back and just do some touches around the occiput. And let's take this opportunity to follow and move our body a little and explore, because, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's all do this. Yes, thank you.
So go on talking, because this is really, really interesting.
Yeah, and because that's so much where the nervous system is, and it can go, well, people will explore where it goes for them. I just, when I do it, and then it goes throughout my whole body, then the diffuseness and the pain releases. I have it in the jaw. So it goes from there. You can go into the jaw. Very powerful. And the sense of openness through the cavity, the mouth cavity. This is all the holding patterns we have. And I can do ATMs, and I've been doing that and all, but it doesn't, unless I can do the ATM from that in movement from inside oneself, not just external movement, that will help. The other thing that I do is through the Feldenkrais work. Yeah, look at you. Yes, yes, it's beautiful. So when I'm not doing it with my hands, I will do it with my feet, with the 1.25 circles, with the ankle, with the...
But interesting.
Nice. So I take what I've known from the Feldenkrais work with the circles on any part of the body, but I do it in the 1.25. And to me, that also releases things. So it is magic. What's beautiful is what other people might experience is we get so caught in the story of the pain. We get hit by it, and then I feel like there's nothing I can do. And so this is an opening out of that experience.
That's really important, because we get caught up in the story of the pain. And I can't remember who I was working with. Maybe it was on Saturday. I did something like more magic and miracles. And somebody was on from our group. I forget. And we were talking about how we're told something by a doctor that will happen. I mean, for me, I was told in 1984 that when I would turn 60, I think you've heard this story, that my ankle, which was broken and flopping, and I had a pin in the beginning in the ankle, that would turn arthritic, and I would, after 60, have a lot of pain. And I had no pain up until that time. And I'd had the pin and the plate taken out, but suddenly it started bothering, started catching. And then, you know, I could do 30 seconds of T-touch and stop it. And it would only happen every, you know, few months. But that was scary. It was really scary, because I thought, what if it gets worse, right? And so, in the beginning, I would reach down and actually do raccoon touches just with the tips of my fingers on it, and could stop it, like, literally in 30 seconds. But I always had that fear, what if I can't? And this went on for till I was 72 years old. And then one day I thought, why did I believe the doctor? And since then, it hasn't bothered me. And I've had this experience. Other people have also had this experience of being told. I mean, it's so interesting. I was in Botswana, Glenn, on safari. With Barney and PJ on a horseback safari. And one of the persons who invited me there, Doug Kirschke, had been a student of mine in the eighth grade. I taught eighth grade social studies at a private prep school in Rolling Hills, California, outside of Los Angeles. And he was my student. And he found me in the internet, sent a fax to me when I was teaching outside of London. And I flew to Africa just to join him and his family. We went on safari, and he's saying to me, like, the second day on the safari, we're sitting around the campfire, and he said, you know, is there anything that you can do? Because I'm going to turn 60 next year. And he'd had his head cracked by a chiropractor, and they'd made a mistake, and he'd been really paralyzed for a long time, and finally got to the point that he could move again, and he was okay. But he was told, next year, turn 60, that's going to really start limiting him again. And so I said, you know, when you go back to, because he was moving from South Africa, they were moving from from Johannesburg then to Los Angeles. And I said, when you get back there, find a Feldenkrais practitioner, because there were no T-touch practitioners, and they'll help you. But in the meantime, I'll show you something. And I had him lie down on a lounge chair, and I did the octopus on his leg, and I showed his wife so she could do this. I did it two times on one leg, two times down the other. He stood up. Like, didn't say a word, just stood up, goes up and down like this on his toes, and takes off running down out of sight toward the river. And like, we're all standing there saying, oh, okay, like, what happened here? And he comes running back and he's up and down on his toes. And he said, look, look, I can bend my ankles. He hadn't been able to run since he'd had that neck experience. And now they were flexible. This is, I'll talk about magic, Ronnie. That's one of the things that sometimes we get amazing responses. And here he was limited all that time just because of what he'd been told. And we carry these stories. It's what you said, we carry these stories. So if we can think of what's a key, how could we maybe override those stories? And so and when we have the pain, my God, it just stops us, right? Like, oh my God, it's going to get worse. That's always my thing. If I have something, I have a thing going on in my hand right now. It's so interesting. And from my fall, the last one. And so what's interesting, we tend to other it. So instead of othering it, let's think, how about if we transform the pain? How about if we say hello to the pain and we soften it, as you said, Glenn, and Ronnie, you said the same thing, we soften it. And how about if we add light to it and we imagine the light in those cells, which was Dr. Fitzalbert Popp's work, we actually see that light in the cells and we see it from a place of a curiosity and wonder and the wow factor. It's just like, oh, wow, this is magic. This is a miracle. I am a miracle. Wow. What can I do? Hello, pain. Let's see. How can I transform you to light? And just change our thinking. And the fact that we have this group here, we've got 30 people here from all over the world. And it's our collective consciousness, because we are all connected at the cellular level. We are all one. And we can support each other in finding that magic that we are. And for me, it's a source energy of all it is. And I'm part of all this. I'm looking around because we're on the second floor, as you know, and I'm looking at the tops of the palm trees and the beauty, the flowers. Oh my God, you should see this tulip tree out here, like bright red flowers all over it, just across the street. And go into that wonder of nature around us. So exciting. Ronnie, thank you for sharing that. It's really
beautiful. Thank you for rounding into a wonderful place and giving more of yourself back to explore with it. Thank you.
So Charlotte, from that point of view, what Marianne was talking about is talking to this area. And you know, we were told this a long time, and it was probably, you know, true, whatever we believe is true for us. And just saying, how can I explore? You're a young woman. Let's see, what have I got to learn about my body? And like, I love the scars. I'm really sad because here it's too much, it's too hot. And I have really different colorful, mostly, cashmere because I like, or silk because I like, or really light cotton stuff, you know, that's, I was going to reach for something, but my dog loves it. Celebrate what you have, what makes you feel comfortable, and maybe, Charlotte, explore another possibility of bringing in a new awareness to this. Just like, why not? What else have we got to do right now to explore a little?
Actually, I think what we did earlier, touching the back of the neck, I felt that, and it was right at the bottom of my toes. But I Googled it. I just had a quick look and to see what it says. And it talks about acupuncturists telling me to wear a scarf. And it's to do with the Chinese, under Chinese medicine, the wind. And it talks about that area, which is quite interesting. So it's the back of the neck, which is the stiff area. That's what they call it. And that's where all the, I don't want to say it in a negative way, but that's where all the bugs go. As in, when it's cold, windy, it's winter time. That's, I suppose maybe that's the whole point, because that's where we're sensitive, because that is our whole system. That's the spine, and that's where everything works out of. So it makes sense, I suppose. But yeah, I'm definitely going to try that. But I do feel sensitive in that area when we did that touch. So it'd be interesting to try to use it more and to see if it changes, whether the touch changes, because I think it probably will.
Well, and Charlotte, take this opportunity to say hello, to get to know a part of that body. It's behind us, like, what, you know. It's, and it's a little awkward sometimes to reach back there, but what about the possibility of saying, ah, hi, wow, this is a wonder, whoa, connecting to that amazing spine and all the, you know, all the nerves that we have in the cranial sacral fluid that runs down this amazing fluid of life, that, ah, with the pauses, ah, we can just come to the still point, reaching back there and circle in a quarter and use that breath and use, for me, I use the wonder. It's like not just a smile, it's a wow, this is a miracle. I am part of a miracle of all of us, and that's what this group does for me, being with you all on Tuesday. It brings me back, because we hear about all the changes we can, each one of we can make, and so many of you have made, and it's sharing that, it's talking about it, and also going when something is scary, talking about that. You know, I have been for the last, I don't know, month, knowing something is wrong with me. Something is wrong. I have to find it, and going to a normal doctor is like useless. And so finally, I found a naturopathic ND, naturopathic doctor. And I went to her, and she did the blood tests I wanted, which I was given a year ago by an amazing 85-year-old doctor who used to bring his horse to me, that ran a pain clinic for years, got paralyzed himself by his neck being cracked. Took him 8 years to recover so he could ride his horse and motorcycle again. And then he studied to become an anti-aging doctor. And he ran these a lot of panels of different blood tests that you don't normally do because they cost money. So they don't normally run them. So anyway, I got this naturopathic doctor to run them. And what I'm dealing with is Epstein-Barr, which is, you know, a chronic fatigue syndrome, which I had 25 years ago and got over. And they're saying now it's the same as mononucleosis. It's a virus. Interesting. So, and my thyroid is really shut down, which is so hard for me to imagine, but it is. And I have a really high white cell count, which is interesting. So I have this, okay, I had this molar taken out, which I just discovered from my annual x-ray from the dentist that it was infected. I have this bladder thing that has been going on for 4 years. I'm saying this because I'm sure many of you have this stuff, and I can keep it at bay with D-mannose and pure cranberry juice. With nothing added, no sugar, right? And I can keep it at bay, but I'm 83. And so the system collapses and gets more problem with E. coli, which is what is the infection in my body. Interesting, eh? So I'm looking at all of that and taking this stuff to support and boost the thyroid and doing all of this interesting stuff. But I want more magic. And what cured me, and I did get cured. I mean, in other words, from 25 years ago when I had chronic fatigue, I couldn't think. My sister had to take over my classes. I was just like, it was really bad. And so I was loaded with candida, candida and and parasites and heavy metals, and I took care of all of that, mostly with a diet. And I just did a lot of steamed vegetables, put them in a blender, and that's what I mostly had for like, I don't know, 6-8 weeks. And it made, I mean, it brought me back. It brought, and I had a radionics machine. I bought one. I ran it, and I had two other people, a person in France and someone on New Jersey, also running a radionics on me. And so I got over it. So we're all dealing with this. I mean, it's in us all the time, but something flared up. Maybe because, you know, my fall down the escalator a year ago, then it was exacerbated when I missed getting into the pool and landed on my back. I don't know. But how I see it all is an opportunity now to get to know this miracle, that this is this body, this collection of genius cells. So it gives me this opportunity. And being with you all and sharing our issues and sharing our supporting each other and finding ways to connect with this wonder that we are. This is magic. This is a miracle. So I would really, and prayer is such an important part, this just holding the infinite possibility for change and for finding that wonder that we are, being able to go through the pain or the fear that we hold and finding the wonder. And I'll tell you, like, I'm trying to think if I, you know, I told this on Saturday. So I had a woman in my class in Switzerland, because I taught, we did a 5-6 day class in Switzerland with dogs last week. And I would come on an hour and a half a day, their day, my night, and work with each person. And so one person asked me, is there any chance that I could, T-Touch could help her hand? She has been a musician playing the viola professionally for 35 years, and she has so much stiffness and pain in her hands that she just, it's really terrible in the morning, every morning when she gets up. And she's now being a dog trainer, trying to change her career because she just is having so much trouble. So I just showed her, and I think we've done this before. And if we haven't, maybe I'll just remind you, just hold your fingers up because I know we've done it. But so what I did was show her the three possibilities, like thumb on the outside here. My middle finger is like supporting under this forefinger. It's like a hug, kind of just supporting. And my forefinger in this case is doing, now I'm going to do a thumb stay still, circle and a quarter with my forefinger. And now both thumb and forefinger just do a lift, like a push up toward the hand. Then I go down, circle and a quarter, with my breath, circle and a quarter. Oh, wow. And the breath, I just imagine like sending with my breath, sending that like into the cells, into the light, lighting this up. Now, that's one possibility I showed. Now, it may not be comfortable for everybody. So what's another possibility? Hold with the thumb. Now, now this time on the middle finger, just so you get the idea, I'm going to hold with my forefinger and I'm going to circle with my thumb. You can use whatever, the circle and a quarter. And this time I'm going to lift up toward the heavens. Not circle and a quarter, lift. And breathe, like, woohoo! Like I can feel that all the way into my back. Yeah, and for some, that'll be interesting. Nah, for others, not so. So I'm going to send you, I'm going to show you a third. On this little finger, and this is what she liked. Dagmar is her name. So this time I'm going to use my forefinger on the, so, and I maybe you remember, we go to the inside and outside of the fingers, because why not the back and the like the top and the bottom? Because we do stuff all the time there, but we don't on the insides. Okay, so this time I'm going to do something different. Third possibility, circle and a quarter, and and I imagine a little spiral and like a little sponge in toward each other. Circle and a quarter and like connecting between the thumb and forefinger, this little gentle inward. That's what she loved. And I'd like to find out, like, the breath is really important. Imagine with your breath, like, just sending these like light rays to light up those cells. So anyway, two nights later, we're on again, and she came back and she said, look, I'm not stiff when I wake up in the morning, and I have no pain. That's what she was able to do in 2 days. That is, Ronnie, that is magic. It is a miracle. It's phenomenal.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, who's speaking? I can't see you.
It's Yona.
Yona, hi.
I'm really very intrigued by your story, just because I'm also a musician and was a pianist and still am, but I'm not the pianist that I was when I was really at it. I was curious that if your friend had Dagmar, when she was noticing the difference in her hands, did she also experience a global shift in, I mean, did she notice anything else in her system?
We didn't get that far, of course. That's what it's much more from the Feldenkrais point of view. It's much more, right? But that is what suddenly, now think of this. When we're working on the fingers, we're working the whole body.
Right.
I mean, that is something, if we add that in, that's pretty interesting. It's not just local. And by the way, Yona, and any of you who love piano, have you seen Yonika in Carnegie Hall? Yoniko in Carnegie Hall? If you haven't, it's on PBS, one of the, what do they call it? Special, Roland, what's the special series that we listened to that Yoniko was on? What was that on PBS?
Who was on?
Yoniko, the pianist.
That was just a special.
Oh, it's just a special, a PBS special. If you want to be inspired.
Yoshika.
Look it up. Yonikiko, I think, Yoniko. Anyway, can you look it up now? Somebody Google it. Yoniko, I think, is his first name.
Yoshika.
Look it up. Ooh, we'll see. Anyway, Fairy, hi. I couldn't attend the last two. Do you want to come on, Fairy? We haven't seen you for a couple of times. Welcome back. Where are you? And I think you're on the East Coast, right? Where are you? See, I've got two rows going here, so I have to find you. I don't see you. Oh, there you are. I see you now, yeah. Okay, so how are you? Tell us how you are, if you have any questions, if you've had any experiences while you've been gone that you would like to share with us. I just saw your comment in the chat came up, so.
And Fairy is unmuted, so I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to say hi? Do you want to tell us how you are? No, don't have to. You can just listen if you like. If you change your mind, pop in. So, let us see who has an experience or an issue that you're dealing with.
So Ferry was talking, but we cannot hear him.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Let's see. You're muted.
Your CP.
What? Look on my thing. I found it. I got it on here.
I just looked at it on the
program. Can you look on there and find it? So, no, because I can't. I'm trying to do this. Ferry, see if we can hear you. What happened?
But do you want me to ask to read the question?
Could you please? Yes.
Can I ask about one thing though? What is the difference between the current program Decoded versus the previous program Cellular Wisdom, which recordings of 9 sessions are on the website platform? Asking because while in an ideal world, I would love to go through both, time is still a premium commodity.
You know, every Sunday for all of the classes, we focus on something different, some other aspects of the T-Touch, some other aspects of the work of the body. It's we make it different every time, some aspect. So I would say just, you know, intuitively, just say, nah, I want to, because you get them all when you're in this, you get those recordings. Just intuitively say, I want to hear the third one. And there's no order to them. It's what comes up as you see here, it who has an issue. And so we bring in various parts of the work. And Ferry, do look on the, what do we call them? The extra things that we give, and you'll see the various charts that were up there in your membership site. And so we're always offering some different aspect of the work. And it's so, and it's based on, sometimes it's based on what Eleanor has experienced. For instance, she had COVID and she just felt she could not breathe. And it was the Beamer that made the difference and our prayers. And she just felt the difference. And now she's having long haulers issues. And yet in the same family, her husband tested positive and had no symptoms. And her son came home with it. And they didn't even know that he'd had it until he was tested. But he was really grumpy for 4 or 5 days, totally unlike him, and just slept like all the time. So, we went through with her. And the next time what we're going to be looking at next Sunday, we've just spent like 3 hours on it. There's something, oh yes. What I'm getting, we're going to go in on Sunday and in a different way of going about it, I'm going to lead you to connect with this miraculous world of bacteria that is more bacteria in our gut than cells in our body. Now, and it's time that we got acquainted with this and see it from another point of view. That's one of the things. So each Sunday, and it's another time when Sandy was dealing with the smoke, really terrible. And that's when she got in touch with the lungs, and that's what we guide you all for. So each time it's a different, all the way through all the 2 years of what we've done. Just pick and trust your intuition that you'll get what will be helpful to you at that time. Now I'm going to take a 10 minute break. So it's 8:55. At 5 minutes after the hour, we shall come back.